This is a previously recorded episode of the IT in the D Show.
You are listening to the number one ranked technology podcast on SoundCloud. This week, this is the one and only IT in the D Show. Welcome to episode 154. Got an awesome guest lineup. We're going to be talking to Tom Kelly from Automation Alley, talking about all the things going on in the Automation Alley. And we have Dan Dugan
here. The Alley of Automation.
And then we have Dan Dugan here from, he had like 17 things.
No relation to Mayor.
No, zero. 1G. Maker Faire, Enable, Motor City SteamCon, and all a bunch of other stuff. And I think you have like 17 more things, but we'll get to that later. But we got some great events coming up. We got an awesome sponsor lineup, and we're going to be talking all things Pokemon Go. I can't wait. Dave, you may fire when ready.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
This is Max Headroom. And what you're about to witness is one of the most sinister-sounding intros to a trailer to one of the greatest epics ever.
This is Billy D. Williams. Bob and Dave and I are enjoying a Colt 45 right now. And remember, IT in the D, it works every time.
You're listening to the IT in the D Show.
Hi, it's Count Chocula, and you're listening to IT in the D. Whatever the hell that is.
Where do you guys think you are?
The Library of Congress?
Detroit?
Beyond the Sun?
Any of those, right?
Take him to Detroit.
No! No, not Detroit! No! No, please! Anything with that! No!
I used to hang out at the Mugumbu Bar. It was a rough place, the seediest dive on the wharf, populated with every reject and cutthroat from Bombay to Calcutta. It's worse than Detroit.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Then don't come! Shut up!
Dig, you IT geeks. This is Dre DiMatteo from Sons of Anarchy. You are listening to IT in the D.
So what happens when you tap the angry beaver in the bunghole?
Exactly.
Come on.
What price?
The hell with this. I'm calling a break. We'll come back to the D Show.
Hi, this is Ralph Macchio, and you're listening to IT in the D Show. Wax on, you know what.
Bob loves it in the can.
What's up, everybody? This is Billy Zapka. Sweep the leg. Listening to IT in the D Show. No mercy.
I may have to wipe the geek off.
Hi, this is Martin Cove, John Kreese from the Karate Kid movie. And you're listening to IT in the D.
Yes, Sensei! Are we at a break yet?
Hi, I'm Ernie Hudson, and you're listening to IT in the D. All you nerds out there.
Nerds!
Nerds!
Nerds.
Nerds!
What is a nerd?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
This is Scott Steiner, Big Papa Pump. The IT in the D Show is your hookup. Holler if you hear me.
You're in your underwear, I'm in my underwear. Hey, let's hang out.
No, I'm sorry, honey, I have a headache.
I definitely want to see Bob in his underwear, that's a fact.
That's why I like it in the can.
Which kind of scares the shit out of me.
Shut up, Barry.
Hello, everybody, this is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men. I'm a techie, I'm a nerd, fellow podcaster. My favorite podcast is IT in the D.
I can't say no, and I don't really want to.
Well, especially with the back doors open.
It's just too big. It's way too big. We got screwed at the same time. Yeah.
Really? Should we talk about this?
We tag team.
Should I keep going or should I stop?
We just lost our clean tag on iTunes.
This is Robert Hayes, a Ted Stryker to my mother. When I'm not hanging out at the Mugumbu Bar, I'm listening to the IT and the D Show. It's worse than Detroit.
Is there such thing as a meat hangover?
I love my Monday meat stick.
Hey, folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to the IT and the D Show. Tough guy. Ho!
My name is Michael Zapsik from AMC's Comic Book Man. You're listening to IT and the D. Come.
So, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
The question isn't what are we going to do, the question is what aren't we going to do.
Ludicrous speed!
Sir, had you better buckle up?
Ah, buckle this! Ludicrous speed! Go!
Live from Podcast Detroit, this is the number one ranked technology podcast on SoundCloud. This week, the one and only IT in the D Show, and we're broadcasting live here in beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan. This is Bob, the sales guy, always hanging out with Captain Soundboard, Dave the Geek, Nuri the FNG is in the house. Find us online, itinthed.com. Give us a like on the Facebooks. Follow us on the Twitters, and you can feel free to, if you want to listen live, download our app on the Apple or the Androids.
Yay!
Had to think about that one twice. We are on Google Play. We are on Stitcher. We are on all the things. So,
and I discovered we could make our way to iHeartRadio. So we'll be working on that this week.
I just want to be on an iTunes list. So do us a favor. Leave us a review if you don't mind. If you're on iTunes, even if you say it's one star, worst meatball sandwich ever, leave us a review. We'd appreciate it. Do us a favor. Mark your calendars. This Thursday, the 21st, that is at 5 o'clock until question mark, we are going to be in Greektown, Detroit at the Firebird Tavern upstairs all to ourselves.
Well, that's awesome where we're going to start.
Well, we'll start. Then question mark. I want to make it back to the whiskey bar above Foran's. We should go there.
Yeah,
we can walk there. So we will be there. Just IT folks, good conversations, no cover, no speakers, no sales pitches, no multi-level marketing people. No offense if you are one listening. And then don't
forget, no offense.
All right, fine.
Yeah, no,
fine. I'll just be polite. and then August 4th, we are going to be at Activate Gaming for our second quarterly podcaster meetup. So if you like podcasting and properties of podcasting,
it's and want demented to talk, and sad but social,
and if you want to talk about podcasting, that is a place to be. We're gonna have some beer from Falling Down, and we're gonna probably have some pizzas, and last one was awesome, and hope you guys can be there.
Yeah, I had a ton of people show up, and the best part was most of which we didn't know, which is what we're kind of hoping for.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
hey, before we get rolling here, so this segment of the show is brought to you by Earth Class Mail. Now, I had a great conversation with these guys this week because we've done a couple reads for them and had a couple conversations about them. Wasn't really quite sure I was getting it, so now I get it. So here's the deal. Earth Class Mail moves your snail mail to the cloud, giving you instant access 24/7, integrates with the tools and services you use every day. So it's kind of crazy that we moved everything we do for business over to the digital world, still need to pick up, sort, and manage physical mail. With Earth Class Mail, you can get all your mail scanned and accessible online 24/7. You can search your mail, send invoices over to your accounting software, sync important documents into cloud storage, deposit checks, and really just make running your business a whole lot easier. Now, here's who I learned is a phenomenal target demographic for them, and I've got my attorney signing up for this. Lawyers. Why? Because lawyers get giant stacks of paper in the mail that they have to scan and do stuff with anyway. So let this little third-party company, Earth Class Mail, receive that mail, scan that mail, and oh, they're HIPAA compliant, so no worries about your court documents and sensitivity. Ta-da!
It basically saves you from having an administrative assistant, right?
Several of them, possibly. That's why he's excited. Dude. So you also get a real professional address to share publicly with customers, business partners, and investors. They are currently working on getting addresses set up here in the Metro Detroit area, but let's say you're a startup, someone like our buddy over at Original Sticks, that might want to talk to Silicon Valley investors. Wouldn't it be nice to have a business card with, say, a San Francisco mailing address on it that they could send stuff
to? For a 20th of the price.
Exactly. Yeah, well, he's like, you know, do you want to pay $20,000 a square foot or, you know, $50 a month? There's your delta. So you'll never need to worry about somebody showing up at your front door if you run a business from home. Now, I have now checked out Earth Class Mail and Nuri for what it's worth. Got a nice little free account set up for us that I think I'm going to throw your way and let you do your thing because you do the most in that world that it makes the most sense for. I think it's a brilliant solution that's perfect for businesses and independent entrepreneurs of all types. So here's what you do. You visit earthclassmail.com. You get your first month of service free when you sign up using promo code, not coupon, certainly not coupon, but
offer code
IT in the D. That's earthclassmail.com and offer code IT in the D.
That's all one word, no lowercase, no spaces.
Correct.
Awesome. Fun conversation. So yeah, hey, real quick too, before we jump into the topics du jour, segment two, we're going to be joined by the COO of Automation Alley, Tom Kelly's in the house talking about a bunch of new stuff going on with the Seven County Automation Alley. And then segment three, joined by Dan Dugan talking about Maker Faire, Enable, Motor City Steam Con, and a slew of other stuff. And those are always our favorite conversations. That's why we invited them back. So
I'm hijacking right off the bat. Dude, we were just talking about Fringe out in the green room. I'm going to go old school X-Files. So NASA What Up.
Oh.
So there's a live feed from the ISS, the International Space Station, that runs 24/7.
It's probably pretty reliable, right?
It's pretty, I mean, they've got this technology down. Like, if we can send schematics up to space and they can 3D print them, pretty sure you're relying on that communication path pretty solidly.
You could probably watch it 24 hours a day, never have any weird buffering, glitches, maybe a little bit.
Except for when an unidentified flying object appears outside the window of the ISS and suddenly the feed cut out.
It's not the first time that's happened.
It's not the first time it's happened. It seems to happen every time there's an unidentified flying object that shows up.
Someone hit the oh shit button. Or he pulled the plug on the site and said, oops, just kidding.
That's right. It's Johnny from Airplane.
Sorry. Just kidding. But it could be a meteor. They thought it was one of the satellites falling.
Could have been space junk.
The Chinese falling satellite. Yeah. Just got desanctioned. But yeah. Turn off. Like, you're not fooling anybody.
No, because there are dudes in basements all across this nation that's all they do is they've got a monitor dedicated on that crap, and they sit there with their Mountain Dew 2 liters and their 9 bags of Cheetos.
Those used to be the ham radio guys in the
70s. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And their shorts that are a questionable orange color now, and they watch that feed 24/7. That's what they do.
Oh, now all you do is enable the conspiracies.
Exactly.
When you do it now, what is this, the fourth, third time they've done it?
The fourth time, yeah.
In, like, succession over the past, like, year and a half.
Yeah.
NASA, you bad people. Hey, but there's might be some good news coming our way, and I wonder how it impacts. And it's kind of not really a serious conversation, but the bidding is closing up for Yahoo.
Yahoo!
And our own, very own, Detroit's own Dan Gilbert with Mr. Berkshire Hathaway.
So it's going to be Q-Who?
It might be Q-Who.
Or Yahoo.
I've been reading up a lot about
it. That sounds like something
it.
You order at the sushi joint.
Or something you caught once in the Philippines.
I wouldn't.
Yahoo.
Yeah, got Yahoo one star.
If anyone's
going to
know about catching stuff in the middle.
The ASC. Yeah,
where's the damn bells?
I got one. But in all seriousness, like, we'll be talking to Tom in segment two about the automation alley thing, but this brings legitimate Silicon Valley presence to the Midwest if this thing goes down, which I'm kind of excited about.
All right, let's take two mother may I steps back. Is Yahoo really in 2016 like legit Silicon Valley?
All the
presence?
Crap that comes
is
with
it, really?
All the crap that comes with it, Tumblr and all that. Yeah.
All right.
All the people who use Yahoo Mail, right? They're still probably. Or no, they all switched to
Gmail. It's all your shill accounts. That's like, you know, Big Papa 69 at Yahoo Mail.
All of my fake Facebook profiles, yeah.
Right. No, but it does bring legitimacy, because here's the thing. And it's kind of like how Denver got built because Silicon Valley got too expensive, right? And they're like, hey, and they look at the talent that's over here and move maybe with some of the smaller subsidiaries.
Was this before or after they legalized weed?
Before. Then everyone's there going, God damn it, I want weed. No, but even if you bring over a couple of the subsidiaries, you're not going to bring Yahoo proper over here. But you might bring – I mean, Google set up a big shop over here. Why wouldn't
Twitter set up what? Like a two-person desk?
Is there two people?
I don't know if there even are anymore. I mean, they were in the Madison for a while, but I don't even know what they're doing anymore. But
AT&T's
cool,
bidding on it.
But to me, that's almost like another one of those, Detroit, you can have that now. We're done with it. Meh. It just feels meh.
I don't know. You got Google setting up, 250 people doing the self-driving automobile stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, there's some cool stuff happening around. It really is.
Oh, absolutely.
And I did see my first Circle K. So I'm like, cool stuff happening at the Circle K.
No, strange things afoot.
Strange
things afoot at the Circle K.
Right. We'd be remiss if we didn't talk Pokemon. When we thought it was going to die in a week, and then all of a sudden just story after story. After story.
Dude, I got to be honest with you. My favorite story so far is the dipshit that got himself busted by his girlfriend because he was catching Pokemon at her house, at his ex-girlfriend's house. And then he was like posting it that's where he was catching them. And she was like, oh, well, what up? That's where your ex-girlfriend lives. And she moved out and now he has no girlfriend.
That's fine because he can pick up new girlfriends using Pokemon Go because apparently that's a new thing.
How is that a new thing? You're looking down at your phone. How do you meet said person?
There have been all kinds of tweets and things about people. Like,
the first child that will be born because of a Pokemon Go hookup has already been conceived.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff out there. Seriously. She wanted to see my Squirtle, I'm telling you.
She wanted to see yours or you wanted to see hers?
There's actually a new... Yeah,
I just wanted to get a Pikachu.
See, it's funny. Daniel sent... So Daniel sent me a...
Girl, are you playing Pokemon?
It's like, girl, you playing Pokemon Go? Because I want to get a Pikachu.
That's not on Twitter in 3 seconds, Randy, you're fired.
There's actually a thing now, Pokemon Go porn. Have you seen these?
No.
Is it called Pokemon Ho? Because if not, fail.
So Daniel sent me this earlier, and there's apparently... Like,
way to out Daniel.
I got my tastes, right?
There's actually a subreddit called Pokemon Go NSFW, and it's a bunch of naked people with Pokemons on top of them.
Oh, you're screenshotting, like, you know... girl takes her top off and you get a Pikachu in your house and you screenshot that. Is that what you're talking about?
You don't know when that Squirtle pops up. Right? You never know what's going to happen.
Either way, it's all about balls.
She told me I had to catch one or she wouldn't swallow. Should have used a licky tongue.
Well, the dudes fall off the cliff. Two guys fell off a cliff and died.
Yeah.
The guy walked into a...
Milford police station. Which I got to be honest with you, when I read... because. Milford, New Hampshire was right next door to where I grew up. So when I saw Milford, I was like, oh, I thought like maybe like Joel and those guys were sharing it. No, right here in Milford, Michigan, dude walks into a police station because he's following a Pokemon in there. The cops think he looks familiar. They're like, hey, you got ID? Yeah. Here's my license. Yeah. 4 warrants. Busted.
I just thought it was a 7-Eleven.
I was coming here to get a Pokemon.
Well, if he's looking at his phone and not looking at the street names or where he's walking into.
I'm pretty sure when you walk into a police station, you know you're walking into a police station.
When you have 4 warrants, you absolutely know
WTF a police station is. The Hustler Club.
But he's going to take a chance because the Pikachu is in there, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so the Hustler Club did their grown-up Pokemon night thing Friday night, which, you know, of course, I was like, yeah, insert, hey, what did you catch jokes here? Hep C. I caught Hep C is what I got.
You get the penicillin if you go to the gym and work, you know, you get the penicillin. Right. No, but here's the thing that's crazy about this, and here's where it's going to take a turn for the worse because marketing folks are going to get a hold of it. It is doing wonders
for local businesses.
For small and local businesses, small coffee shops. Anywhere that you can set up, I don't even know, what's the thing called where you can set up?
Allure,
thank you. I lost my turn. If you set up Allure, like coffee shops are saying they're like doubling in business and you have to pay for it. It's like pay to play. They're like, I don't even know.
But laughably, there are now, if you saw the rest, like there was follow up to that article where businesses that are doing this are now putting up signs that say Pokemon are for paying customers only.
What?
Like, no. it used to be just
restrooms.
No public bathroom.
Right.
Now it's no public Pokemon.
No shirt, no shoes, no dice. Now no Pokemon too.
Yeah.
There was a story of a pizzeria that said that they set up a lure and basically that they spent $1.19 an hour was all it.
Yep.
And there were hundreds of people coming in like, oh crap, well, I'm here. How about a slice and a
drink? Give me a slice and a drink. Yep.
Right, so $5 a piece, hundreds of people. Sounds like good marketing to me.
Oh, yeah. No, it worked out phenomenally.
That's
for
what, like, Randy and now Randy just tweets out and Ian's been bugging me on to set up a Pokestop here and I'm like, no, I don't want people, like, our parking lot's small already, we got 7 cars in the lot.
I don't want random people stopping by
we
here.
Can't yeah
well, no,
exactly.
I, no I just don't want them. And it's bad, like Randy stopped by and I mean he brought beers, I mean that was all
right, stickers,
but,
right?
And, yeah. He's allowed.
Yeah,
but so there are still issues with it. I mean, so there's, apparently it's using an older version of maps that are out there, like 30 or 40 years old in some cases. And so there's a guy who bought an old church and like 20 years ago and turned it into a house, and they've like Pokemon decided that was a gym, and he's like, so literally 24 hours a day there are just assholes outside my house. Like, and they're hopping over my fence and they're trying to, like, because it looks like a church. It's not, but it's not. It's the dude's house.
Well, yesterday at 10 o'clock, knock on the door. Girl that's never hung out with Gretchen before says, can I borrow Gretchen's bike because I want to go catch Pokemon? But she doesn't invite my kid. She just takes her bike. And I'm like, there's so much wrong with
this. See, I was waiting for a little girl comes to the door and goes, Mister, can I get in your backyard? Because it says there's a Pikachu there. And you slammed the door in her face and ran back and caught it.
No. If I found out there was, I held it damn right would have.
I was out in Ann Arbor Saturday night, and there were just people everywhere. And I'm like, why are there so many people out in Ann Arbor? What's going on? Is there something special? No, just groups.
Is this Ash Bash?
Roaming around playing Pokemon at
Oh, did you
midnight.
Hear about was it Sinclair Shores? People got tickets because they were in the park at like 3 in the morning. They got $400 misdemeanor trespassing tickets.
Sign says no trespassing.
Yeah.
It doesn't say no trespassing unless Pokemon hunting.
Right.
It doesn't – yeah, no. And then there were Facebook posts that I must have seen that ticket like 18 times in my feed over the weekend because
right.
friends were sharing it. I'm like – I was going like all liar, liar. Stop breaking the law!
Right. So I guess we're going to have to stop having our business meetings at McDonald's and using their free Wi-Fi.
Well, apparently only if you want to watch porn.
Right, because that's so usually when I get my Egg McMuffin
in the morning. The free Wi-Fi is they've now set up a filter. You can no – and I didn't even know this was a thing. But yes, you can now no longer – watch porn on McDonald's
and then
free Wi-Fi.
They announced it, which makes it like, wait, it must have been a problem? Like,
oh,
well, wait,
like,
what?
All the stories, they're like, people would like, I'm like, yeah, they were talking about people that would like hang out there and then like disappear into the bathroom.
And
I'm like, really?
Like, have you ever gone to McDonald's?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm spanking it.
The only place that I've ever seen.
I gotta stop the intro next week, please.
Like, typically, McDonald's is like, hey, guys, let's have a business meeting at McDonald's. But, like, middle America, though, that's, like, where, like, the 75-year-old guys go and they play cards. Like, there's dozens. They're full. It's like, that's the place to be. But it's like, hey, guys, let's fire up Pornhub. And, like, do you ever, like, they got some grandma porn. I'm like, no, what the hell's going on? Like, when did that ever become?
Their new Pokemon porn.
I can see it now. You're sitting there eating an Egg McMuffin in the morning here. Oh, shit. Oh, shit, yes. Like, no, don't watch that either.
Exactly. Would you stop?
That's just Bob eating his sausage muffin. That was good.
Oh, yeah. There's just Bob on the ground going, muffin.
Right there to my mouth, yes.
But no, like, don't you have to, like, weren't they smart enough to sign, like, a terms and conditions thing? Like, that's, like, 101 when you're on Wi-Fi.
I want to try it now. I wonder what the block page looks like. Is it, like, Ronald McDonald sitting there shaking his finger at you? Or
all right, so now here – I'm gonna sidebar for just a second. Here's the problem with having people like Jimmy McKnight on our studio. I just got a notification from Skype that whoever the dude is that plays Zordon is apparently David something or other is online
for Power Rangers.
Yeah, he just came online. That's thanks, Jimmy. Thanks for making me aware that
if you ever want to be entertained, take Jimmy to a bar and have him explain the 6 Power Rangers coins,
dude. So we did his live broadcast on Saturday, and then we went to Gabriel's next door. Not in Mississauga.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we went to Gabriel's next door. Phenomenal people watching place. And yeah, pumped a couple drinks into him and Will. And then said, all right, man. Basically had that conversation. Like, I need you to explain this Power Ranger obsession thing you have. But
so,
yeah.
So speaking of being a little kid again, I think I think 35-year-old and higher kid or man grown person is a buzz
has a new thing on their shopping list this week.
Oh, it's on like literally Donkey Kong, like Zelda perhaps, but the mini NES. So if you've been over my house lately, I have the mini Atari.
Yep.
I have the mini Sega Genesis.
Got it.
I have the mini, all the minis that ever came out. Now that the grand poobah of them all, the mini NES.
Yeah, with Punch-Out
Super
and
Mario,
Castlevania,
Zelda,
all the good old classics.
But it's going to be what, $60 I heard?
Yep.
$80
Which
bucks
I'd give me.
Give me 3. One
give me.
For every room.
Yep. Give me.
One's going to be in here. Yeah, speaking of which, we need a TV. Someone call someone.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not going to lie. So talking about the cops and the trespassing tickets, I'm a little concerned about something just to get serious for like 2 seconds. Apparently the Michigan State Police are now going to start conducting roadside random drug tests, which – I kind of have an issue with because they're using these shitty little $2 drug test kits that have been proven time and time. Like if you pop Excedrin or like let's say you like you bite an Excedrin, you like you leave a little piece on the floor. Excedrin, which is basically aspirin and caffeine, will show up as positive as crack cocaine.
Ooh.
So I've seen these
because of these.
I've
tests.
Seen these ridiculous videos. Can I just sit there with my window barely rolled down and go, Fourth Amendment, am I being detained? And just repeat that over and over until I can go.
Pretty much.
Or do I have to like actually like?
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's an under suspicion thing and a probable cause thing, and
which
and
is everybody.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because well, if you say no, then suddenly we smell weed. That's right. how that works.
Of course,
yeah,
of course.
So yeah, no.
No, but there's apparently there's a great video out that's a checkpoint between Nevada and California, and there's apparently a big problem with people bringing seeds across state lines. So there's actually like a checkpoint like going through the Canadian border. Like it's legit.
That actually happened to a buddy of mine in D.C. He literally got busted and almost damn near went to jail for like 5 years because they found a seed in his car. A seed. Like he didn't even smoke.
Did they shake his carpets out or what? How did they?
Like he didn't even smoke. They found a seed in the like floor mat. And they were going to like
good luck in my car with all the smushed Funyuns and – you know,
yeah, you couldn't identify drugs in your car. You're like you are the counter surveillance agent is what you are. You are your security through obfuscation.
So yours is cigarette boxes and mine is fast
and
food
vitamin
bags.
Water bottles. And yeah,
don't pretend your car is clean, Mister.
Not even close.
No, but it's kind of like speaking of government. Like the I guess it's malware is okay as long as it's the government using.
No, it's not malware. Oh. If the FBI does it,
it's good.
Yeah. It's perfectly okay if the FBI does it.
Ours is for good uses.
Exactly. The ends justify the means. Just trust us. We're with the government. We're here to help.
The thing that bothered me the most was the legal brief said, quote, a reasonable person or society would not interpret the actions taken by a law enforcement officer pursuant to a court order to be malicious.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Yes, I would, yeah. As a matter of fact.
These days?
Yes, I would too. Yeah.
Yeah, too. You know, I got Kevin Mitnick following me on Twitter. Let me go ahead and drop him a DM with that statement and see how he feels.
Well, speaking of something completely different, did you guys hear about the ladies who went tubing?
I was just going to hit that.
It's kind of my favorite.
In Muskegon, of all places.
Once again, here in Michigan. So these ladies had never been tubing before.
But all right.
You got to cut her a break, right? Because they'd never been tubing before.
But then they believed someone who told them the river ran in a circle.
Wait, hold on. Like at Disney World where the river, like yes. Lazy
yes.
River?
Lazy River at Kalahari.
Yes. Someone told, like, because I don't know if you, like, you caught that part of this setup. This whole situation started because someone told them, no, go ahead and park your car and just hop in your tubes and go. The river runs in a circle. You'll wind up right back here.
So like what, 6 a.m, they're screaming for help, and apparently they were, what, a quarter mile down the river. That was like
– No, they were like 4 miles.
No, they were – yeah.
Oh, I could have sworn I read it was a quarter
yeah,
mile.
No.
And they were all scratched up, hugging a tree for dear life and crying. They posted pictures on Facebooks of like – Facebooks. Wow, it's like I just
on the Facebooks,
on the Androids,
and the Twitters, and the Google Tubes.
Hanging out with us too much.
Are you smoking the pot?
Yes. But all scratched up and all bruised and crazy and bug bitten. I kind of felt sad for him, but really, if you believe anyone who says that the river runs in a circle,
any other river anywhere in the world. Well, don't you learn that when you're like 12? Someone parks their truck here where we end, and then we take this person's truck where we start, and then
yeah.
I don't even know how they get that one.
Or
gone.
You pay the bus service or things like
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Right.
There's
yeah.
a thing.
There's a guide and the
you learn
tour
that when
bus
you're
and
eight.
The yeah. good talk, Russ.
Exactly.
Good talk, Dad.
And they will never go tubing again.
Which I yeah, I can't say that I blame them. Fiat is catching a little bit of flack and pushback because of a program they announced this past week. They basically announced you find a bug in their code in their cars and they'll pay you $25,000.
Yeah, why are they catching flack? I read about that.
Because people are like, really? $25,000? Like game companies pay people like 10 to 15. This is a car. You don't want to be a little bit more secure and more and maybe shell out a little more money because if Fiat is paying $25,000 to find bugs, what's Skippy McHaxalot paying? You know, what are the Russians paying for the flaws in that source code?
Hey, that's a good idea. Maybe we can put stuff up on the dark web and have Russian people do it for $300 and then we can get
rent a coder $5.
Yeah, yeah. Then we can get $25,000 from Fiat. We could.
And then lather, rinse, repeat.
Exactly.
Dude, this is brilliant.
I don't have to work anymore. Let's do it.
Step four.
Shit, we just gave that idea to like 300,000 people.
Step four, profit.
Exactly. But hey, we're going to
step two.
We're going to come up against a quick break. We're going to be back with Tom Kelly, the COO of Automation Alley, talking about all things in the automation alley. This is the IT and the D show, and we'll be right back.
We're listening to the IT and the D show, the number one technology podcast on SoundCloud this week.
IT in the D. Read. Meet. Listen. Networking Detroit, one beer at a time.
Hey, this is John Schneider from Nip Tuck Smallville, the haves and the have-nots. Oh, Dr. Quinn, hot in Cleveland. Secret Life of the American Teenager and just about everything you can possibly imagine. And oh, yeah, the Dukes of Hazzard. You're listening to Bob and Dave. It's the IT in the D show.
ITinTheD.com.
This is a previously recorded episode of the IT in the D show.
Welcome back. This is segment
the
two.
The Double Dizuch Bizuch.
Episode 154 of the IT and the D show. We're broadcasting live here at Podcast Detroit in beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan. It's Bob the Sales Guy hanging out with Dave the Geek, Nuri the FNG. Find us online, itinthed.com. Lots of great stuff to read. The Learn tab is packed. We still got the Career Academy going. We're launching that soon. It's going to be fun. Well, once that
Flint and Grand Rapids, apparently.
MEDC is going full board into the IT and the D Career Academy. That should be fun. Do us a favor. Mark your calendars. 7/21 this week, Thursday. We're going to be at the Firebird Tavern upstairs from 5 o'clock until question mark. And then on August 4th, our podcaster meetup over at Activate Gaming in Ferndale, Michigan. Go to the Meet tab on IT and the D,
where
MEET.
We're going to have a bus there at Activate. That will have the Double Dutch bus taking people up here to the studio to check it out if they are so inclined to do so, and then bringing them back. And yeah,
the Double Dutch bus.
Yeah,
cool. But hey, this segment is brought to you by our very good friends at Weebly. We've talked about this before. Everyone has that one friend that knows how to make the websites and do the codes and the push the clickety clicks. And after a while, they start hating you because you keep asking them when you need stuff. So guess what? I found Weebly, and I was able to – we launched a new – Dave and I and our friend Sherry launched a new podcast called Worst Meatball Sandwich Ever.
For which episode 4 is out. People should check
five.
Out. And 5, yeah.
And what that is we make fun of one-star Yelp reviewers, which is one of our – we complain about complainers.
We are the food critic critics.
Right, exactly.
I'm a food blogger.
I was able to make a site. I'm not going to say it's not the best site in the world, but it's
effective.
It is.
It gets the job done.
It is what it is. And I got it up and literally propagated to GoDaddy and live in less than a half an hour. And it's one of the – so if you have any excuse in the world why you do not have a website, go to GoDaddy. Go spend $8, get your .com, and then in 30 minutes, literally, you can have a decent-looking website where you're not going to be embarrassed. And it's all drag and drop, zero coding. It integrates with a bunch of third-party widgets and whatnot. It's a phenomenal tool. And literally, you can be dumb like me, right? It's so easy, even a Bob can do it. That was our famous tagline. But do us a favor. There's over 30 million people who have joined the Weebly family, and you can too. You can start for free at Weebly.com/IT. It's Weebly, Weebly.com/IT. And get on the damn web already, will you?
It's 2016. Yeah, exactly. It's about damn time.
Exactly. So I was talking to somebody about launching a podcast the other day, and I'm like, have you checked the podcast directory if that name exists? Do you have the .com nailed down? And do you have all your social nailed down? Do you need that? I says, yes, you need that. Like, that's a no-brainer. Like, for what it costs today to get that up and running.
Just do.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Weebly's free. You know, GoDaddy's $8. The Twitters are free.
Facebook free, Twitter free. Just go do.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So, hey, we this is the second time you've been here. We have an awesome guest. We have the COO of Automation Alley, Tom Kelly, is in the house.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back. You know, after that last performance, I think you'd never have me back.
No, we always say, if you have a compelling event or something's going on, feel free to come back. And we didn't actually expect you to take us up on the offer. No, I'm just kidding.
Thanks for having me.
How's life in the Seven County? So I guess let's take a step back. If you didn't listen to the first, or if you don't know what Automation Alley is, I guess give me a mile high overview, and then we'll dive into what you got going on.
So Automation Alley is a member-driven association made up of nearly 1,000 members. We focus on technology as it relates to manufacturing. You know, we are a great maker space over here in the Detroit area, and we have lots
what
of companies.
What a segue for our
theme.
It's
right,
like a theme tonight or something. Yeah, yeah.
That's I'm glad I could help out. So Automation Alley is all about branding the region to the rest of the world that this is the place you come to marry tech with making stuff. And that's where the whole world is going, right? When you talk about software's played out, we all know that. It's now hardware and how software and hardware interact. So that's what Automation Alley is, Bob.
So like when it first came out, I was like, they're trying to be like, it's click though, right?
It's
totally a thing now.
It started in 1999. And, you know, we didn't actually coin the phrase Automation Alley. It was The Economist magazine wrote an article about how there's Silicon Valley and nobody's paying any respect to Automation Alley and all the stuff that's going on with robots and things in Detroit. And Brooks Patterson got a hold of that and through Ken Rogers and they decided that Automation Alley would be the name they'd go with, and they built it into this regional entity.
And it's a great brand. I mean, if you drive around the Metro Detroit area, anywhere, if you drive to Toledo, you drive up north to Flint, every county you go to, this county, an Automation Alley county.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I feel like we're really hitting our stride now because the world has finally come to us, right? We sat there. We had the great brand, and all the companies came together, and we got nearly 1,000. And then we sat on our hands for 10 years while we waited for the world to recognize that
for
software
right
and hardware.
Yeah. We're waiting on the right CEO. Yeah,
that's right. Totally that's right.
No, but look what's happening right now. Self-driving cars, IoT, battery.
Hey, you guys had you were talking on your last segment about Gilbert going after Yahoo. And you were saying, yeah, but, you know, why would we want anybody from Silicon Valley? Did you know that Michigan is landing so many high-tech companies that are moving from Silicon Valley because they have to be close to the auto industry? Who would have thunk?
Well, right? I mean, it's all – well, and you've got some of the other stuff going. Like you've got Ford that's mm-hmm. opening up mm-hmm. Their connected car, mm-hmm. One of their research labs, you know, out there, but then pulling stuff back here – to kind of do a bi-directional thing.
Google's opened one here too, right?
Yep.
Google opened one in Novi.
State of Michigan just purchased from the old bankrupt GM 300 acres out at Willow Run. They bought the whole Willow Run hydromatic
place. Oh.
That is going to be the American Center for Mobility. And 300 acres. And you know what? Silicon Valley, they're all coming. You know why? We have snow and ice. We have what it takes to actually do an autonomous vehicle.
Yeah, you California people with your pretty weather and all that nonsense.
Take your beautiful sun and beautiful women. We have snow.
Right. It pisses me off, though. Like, remember the Best Buy commercial when the guy's rolling up in his house with a new TV, and here comes the Best Buy truck with, like, the next model, and he's like, God, bless it, I bought the, you know.
Yeah.
It's getting – like, when I bought my Volkswagen diesel, I bought it in 2013, right? Right in the
– For the great gas mileage that you were going to get?
Yeah. So what? I'm a cheater. But I figured, hey, I'm going to drive this car for 10 years. Got a good engine. But now I'm like, the tech has caught up, and I'm like, I want Android car in my car. And like now,
I went through the same thing. You know, my car was an 03 when I finally ditched it in December. Dude, the tech in 13 years of car. Yike!
And even less than that, my 2011 Audi doesn't have the ability to play audio over Bluetooth. Play audio over Bluetooth. Like, why can't I play Pandora in my car?
Oh, that would drive me nuts.
My car is CarPlay now. I'm so addicted to that.
Apple's CarPlay?
I love it, you know?
So there's
I would love Android better because their Google Maps is so much better.
So much better.
Oh, it is.
The Apple is brain dead. I got to be honest.
Well, now that they bought Waze and it all integrates now with
– it's driven me into a river twice now.
Right?
Turn left.
One shame on me, right?
Follow Blue Road.
What? Right. Yeah, right. No, that was when I was in Germany. This thing said, Jetzt links up hidden. So I'm like, okay, I'll turn left the wrong way down a one-way street. And oops. Gun it, and hopefully you don't.
Not my fault, officer.
That's right.
Stupid American.
My phone told me to.
The buzzword getting floated around, and I've heard a couple times from the Automation Alley folks, is Industry 4.0. And again, we always mock marketing, and we think it's just some – like, what's the cloud? But I mean – but it's actually a thing. So I guess – walk me through what in the heck Industry 4.0 is.
It is a thing. It was coined by the German government of all things. So, we'll have to be careful what the ulterior motive is here. But Industry 4.0 stands for the Fourth Industrial Revolution. First was steam. Second was Henry Ford and electricity. And the third was computers and the lame robotics attempt we made back in the 80s. And the fourth now is the marriage of the physical with the digital. Imagine, slapping some goggles on and being able to see 100% of your factory and model it digitally and virtually and make all the changes you need to make. GE is making a big push with their Predix system into that realm. So Automation Alley, because we marry tech with manufacturing, we have to adopt that kind of strategy.
Yeah.
And the reason why we went with Industry 4.0 and why we like that is because I read up on a lot of material, Accenture, McKinsey, Boston Consulting Group. And what we found was that this Industry 4.0 had legs. And what I mean by that is I'm going to read some technologies to you that are in Industry 4.0. Autonomous robots, simulation and virtualization, big data, augmented reality, additive 3D manufacturing, the cloud, the Internet of Things. So any one of those technologies is disruptive in its own right. Imagine all of those coming at once and washing over manufacturing. This is the deer in the headlights moment that we wrestle with all the time. When I talk to small and medium manufacturers, they're just – and technology companies in that space, they're just frozen. They're like, yes, I may understand cybersecurity for a moment, but then I got to also be an expert in 3D printing. I got to be an expert in autonomous robots.
How do I break into blank?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. And the bigs will survive because the bigs have money and they have people and they can move. But if you're small or medium, you don't have that kind of ability to just screw it. I'm just going to go to Silicon Valley tomorrow. I'm going to go to Austin or Boston.
Well, yeah, I mean, look at all on John R., there were a bunch of like rapid prototyping companies.
Yeah, right.
That, you know, that's all of what they did. Mm-hmm. High 3D printing.
Mm-hmm. High 3D printing, right. And all of a sudden you say, well, what do I do? Well, the beauty is those rapid prototypers, if they can figure out how do I play with that new technology, there's a great world for them. It's wide open. And you can actually compete because the world is going in manufacturing. It's going from mass production to mass customization.
Mm-hmm.
You see that coming. Michigan is positioned extremely well to play in mass customization. What I'm worried about is we're all going to sit on our hands and it's just going to stop at our stop. Doors are going to close. Going to keep moving. We're going to say, what happened? We should have gotten on the bus. It was here.
Wait, the last thing you want to do is be Sony with portable music. You know, yeah, I mean, well, you know, they owned portable music in the 80s mm-hmm. and 90s, refused to acknowledge or even see that MP3 was coming. But buy our Discman. Yeah, no,
or even
gone.
Worse, like Kodak with digital cameras, right? They had scientists who actually developed digital cameras. But they're like, no one ever wants this.
Right.
This is, they refused to get out of that model.
Everyone
like
wants film.
Xerox owned the mouse.
Right.
They own the GUI interface.
Back in the day.
My Walkman was awesome. I missed that thing. I still had cassettes. I'm just kidding. I got up there. I was watching Everybody Wants Some, the 80s movie that was from and then the entire wall of this guy's house was like records and cassettes. I'm like, God, I remember like that wasn't that long ago when like everything – now I carry 40,000 songs in a wallet.
The brick phone.
Right.
It was so cool.
But like that, you used to have a wall dedicated to your house for media. And it's like gone.
You know? Well, the DVD cabinets, which replaced the VHS cabinets, which replaced –
Yeah, I remember when I was a little kid, I bought cassettes and my dad chose 8-tracks. And he was bitter for the rest of his life that he had to trash all his 8-tracks because they went out years later.
VHS Beta.
I didn't know any Betamax dads.
We had both.
No, you had both.
Yeah. Oh, you came from the rich family.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
No, I came from a nerd family.
His parents worked at Wang. No offense.
Back when that meant something.
Yeah. They had giant discs.
So I guess, we talk about 3D printing a lot.
Yeah.
And the advent of it, and it's not there yet, but everyone thinks that it's going to be like the next thing where you're going to have like a washer dryer in your house just for like to print 3D stuff, and it's going to be a utility.
Yeah.
Right? That's like what the envision is, and it doesn't seem that far-fetched.
You got your power tube and your gas tube and your printable material tube.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Plastic resins, so I can.
Maybe in our lifetime. I don't know. It depends how long we plan to live, but. That's something that who knows what's going to happen there. But 3D printing is absolutely a reality in manufacturing. We see it every day where they're printing in metals now. They're printing, of course, in all the plastics. They're printing in dissimilar materials.
We saw a house done in 24 hours.
Yeah, right.
Building going on in my community.
We watched them 3D print a car.
Yeah.
Right.
At the auto show.
You wouldn't download a car, would you?
No, but like that.
Yes.
They're building in my neighborhood. That house took 7 months for crying out loud.
Right.
It's like I 3D print.
But think of all the technology you got to understand to 3D print. And they're like, oh, and by the way, I got to know how to protect it with cybersecurity. Oh, I got to know how it works with big data and get the data from all the sensors that got to be 3D printed. Oh, and I got to figure out how to virtually model this. And it's like
– That's all connected with the IoT.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. That's right. And you think this is overwhelming. So, so Automation Alley is all about getting these technologies spun up so that they're understandable by the small and medium guys. That's our whole mission is not GM and Ford and Chrysler. They'll get it. They're partners of ours. They're worried that their supply chain is so so just deer in the headlights that they're missing it. And well, GM and has told us that. They said our suppliers are missing it.
How many happened with one of GM's suppliers?
Yeah, exactly.
How many, Dave, how many auto suppliers in this town do you think still run AS400s with a 10 meg Ethernet from a hub?
All of them.
You think all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the problem. Yeah.
There's
I don't
many
say
of
that's
them.
The problem, but
that's
I think
the reality.
It's right. It's just they put tech on top of tech on top of tech, and they don't have refresh cycles in mind. They're totally being
well, yeah. And nobody
reactive.
Even remembers or knows what that machine does or how it works or any. Yeah,
but don't you dare touch it because it's going to shut our company down.
Right.
You yeah. Know. And we're talking about 3D printing, but you know, there's many guys out there that aren't even doing 3D drawings. If
right.
you know anything in the CAD world, they're still doing like Inventor 2D stuff.
Yep.
You think. Are you kidding me? You know, it's $600. Go buy SolidWorks. Go buy Autodesk Fusion. Buy something and get yourself to where you're modeling because you can't connect digitally. If you're on a flat file and they're doing 3D, you've missed it. You're already too late.
How far are we away from 3D being the thing instead of stamping? Like how soon before that gets replaced?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, we're talking 10 years?
Maybe longer.
Cost. Yeah. So stamping's maybe always going to be cheaper.
Yeah. See, so, it gets back to that mass customization, and join in with me. It's like we don't know what that tipping point is. It's like autonomous cars. I was just talking with GM the other day, and they said, oh, autonomous cars are going to be on the road in a couple of years. They're going to be test vehicles. They're going to be doing Uber rides, Lyft rides, but they're not going to be real. I mean, they're in San Francisco today.
Won't.
Yeah, right. They're not going to be for mass consumption.
No, but they won't.
But they'll be on the road.
No, but they won't. Because this is America.
Yeah, socioeconomic
and somebody
problems.
Has to write that code
right.
that says, do not hit Mini Cooper, hit Volvo, which means who gets sued.
Right. Yeah, right. But
this is America.
Yeah, but I think we just had a legal conference up at Automation Alley on that very topic. And you know what was scary? It probably should be scary. The lawyers didn't seem concerned. They're like, you know what? Trying to figure
billable
out
hours. They're seeing dollar signs.
Trying
for
to
years.
Figure. Put it this way: trying to figure out fault between two humans is insanely hard. Trying to figure out fault with computer code, super simple.
Well, simple is relative in that case.
Well, no.
Yeah, but if the car
the
only crashes once
it?
Every 100 million miles,
is it the company
then I
that wrote
that.
It? Is it the company that installed it? Is it the – does GM assume liability when they purchase
right.
the third-party autonomous driving software well, to put in their vehicles?
What
to
about the guy that was right. watching Harry Potter and the truck blended in with the sky and he got
– drove under the truck.
Drove right. under the truck. I mean,
yeah,
who does this family sue?
Think about Tesla's response. Did Tesla go, oh, we're stopping everything? And said, nope. We're keeping it.
Yeah, but who does his family sue?
Yeah, but who cares about the lawyers at that point? I mean, obviously the poor guy's dead. But just think about the company's
wasn't
response.
Wasn't that kind of the mentality with the exploding gas tanks back in the day? Just saying. Who cares if a few people die? Because, we're making money.
I don't think they're making money. I don't think Tesla's ever made money. So you can't argue that.
I have to leave the numbers on that. I can't say for sure. Their pre-orders on the C were out of control.
Yeah, but they're still losing money. those pre-orders
Amazon
are fully refundable. So those go into
years.
A trust fund.
Sure. Yeah. Amazon said they weren't making money forever. Now they're
making money hand over fist.
Well, now you've got the EU and coming down on them for all of their all the tax activities over there. The same thing that people complain about them here. And
right.
But you're exactly right in your points of the technology. There are so many facets to technology. I mean, you guys are IT in the D, but you think about how many. Like sort of variations of tech there is. I read off 9 of them, and that's just for manufacturing. It boggles the mind. You know, I'll give you guys a quick stat like a backstory. It says, okay, think of these three careers: data management, data security, and software program. What industry am I talking about?
Pick one.
All of them.
Pick one, right?
Yeah.
So the funny thing is that's the top three careers that are predicted to be for manufacturing in 2020. Manufacturing. Software coders, data security, and data management, because everything is going to have sensors that need to go to the cloud and need to get shared and monetized across the world.
Well, you've got to have this car talking to that car because it's got to stay in this lane and yet
But think of Bob's uncle there that has the machine tool shop and he's been making a widget all his life and all of a sudden he's got to put a sensor on that widget. So he's got to write the code. He's got to figure out how the data flows. He's got to understand big data. It just boggles the mind. It's like I stamped a widget forever, and now I got to put a sensor in and have wires come out of it.
Yeah, I mean, like my whole thing has always been like the biggest challenge to the whole autonomous car thing is, you know what? If there was a way to legitimately like and this could never happen, but like if you could wipe out every like normal car on the planet and replace them with autonomous cars, fine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because it's that blend of an autonomous, you know, autonomous vehicles with human-driven machines. Because I mean, let's be real, we're idiots as a species. You know, that's those are the situations that I don't think the autonomous vehicles are going to be ready to roll with.
So think of a big city. Think of a big city like London or Beijing, where they already ban vehicles, right? You have to pay a lot of money to get your vehicle in. Imagine if Uber or Lyft came in with autonomous vehicles and said, you can't drive your vehicle in London at all anymore.
Didn't they do it in this country with the buy your junker back and the government will have some program and 3 years will trade it
back
out?
Yeah, the cash for clunkers.
Well, the big
conspiracy theory there was that it was to get all the cars that didn't have black boxes off the road.
Because that's true.
And then they sold us
automatics, and now they can like double track us.
Yeah.
We have GPS in our car. They know all the things about all of us.
Hence the Cadillac.
Right. You better not take away my automatic because it tells me how much gas mileage I get and how much my trip costs. And it integrates with my expense accounts. Better not take it from me. better not track me either. I mean.
It's a brave new world. It's crazy. And you know what? That whole mobility play, that's just one piece of this whole Industry 4.0. I mean, if you think about Automation Alley, we're not even playing in the mobility space.
Right.
We're playing in the industrial space, which is equally as large and daunting. And, you know, 90% of the companies in Southeast Michigan that are doing tech and manufacturing are probably not – I'm making this stat up – are probably not doing mobility. In the scheme of that, that's going to go on the car and that's going to somehow – but they are – do every one of them will be doing Industry 4.0. So it's a very scary time for everybody because you have all this change coming at once, all this technology washing over every industry at once. We will not be immune. And you think, how the hell are we going to pull this off all being unemployed?
That's the biggest the biggest change is, you know – I think it's just two different worlds because when my grandpa came here, whatever, you would go to Ford and you'd get an apprenticeship for a couple of years and you'd get on the line. Now it's like you have to be a coder, so it's like you're gonna learn how to do the clickety clicks, right? You can't, even if you don't want to, if you don't like computers, this is what you got to do. You know, but you think about it.
Well, my father-in-law always says, you know, that's one of the reasons why he decided to retire when he did was, you know, when they started introducing, you know, computers and the time tracking systems and all that kind of stuff on the plant floors. He was like, you know what, I'm out. You know, because he saw exactly where it was going. I mean, he was a millwright.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, I can sit down and I can put into this computer exactly what we did to fix that machine. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that a new kid that just got this job is going to be able to sit there and read what I did and then go do it.
Right.
Well, not everybody likes computers either. I know it's shocking to us. But I mean,
you're not going to have a choice, though. I mean, with Industry 4.0, I think – coding is going to become the new manufacturing.
That's right.
I think rooms of floors of people who do code is basically like
manufacturing. And coding is going to change because, I mean, like my kids are not coders, but they love Minecraft. Think of it. Minecraft is a code. Right. They're building up stuff. It's all going to be visual and going to say, hey, go build this house.
Yep.
You're secretly coding.
My evil plan works.
Exactly. You're catching Pokemon. You're off your fat asses out of the house.
You're mapping sites all over the world that we needed to get done.
Yeah, exactly. You're finding secret air bases for us.
But there's a Pikachu on the miso salad. That's yeah, totally. Right. Take a picture of it.
Go take it out. Use this hammer to start banging.
Yeah. War games reference.
Look at how easily. Go there. I mean, honestly, I think that's the scariest. Look at how easily we're led as a society. Like, make us find digital birds, and like you have millions of people now roaming the streets, like documenting every square inch of you know.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, exactly. I'll dig that one. Hey, but so we're going to wrap things up real quick. I think you guys said this Friday you guys have a
– Hey, that's right. So we have –
Good segue, Bob.
We have a industry cybersecurity event for the factory floor. So we've talked to Microsoft, IBM, NVIDIA, GM, Ford, Parker, all these big players all these big players, they have – 5-year, 10-year visions. They know exactly where they're going. They got the money to get it done. We're going to take all that information we glean. Everybody talked with us, and we're going to publish a report Friday that come on out, attend our event, and we'll talk about what this means for small and medium manufacturers and tech players. Right? So it's not a report written for the big guys. It's information from the big guys that we then dissect into, if you're a small guy, how do you survive in this world? If they're all doing this in cybersecurity and I got to put that sensor on my little widget, how do I do that? What's the first step I can take to figure out how I can get that done? And that's what we're doing Friday. Should be a fun event.
So, who should go?
If you're in tech related to manufacturing, or if you are a small or medium manufacturer making something, you really got to attend.
Security guys too or no?
Security guys too. We'd love to have them. Okay. Absolutely. And it's automationally.com. All the information's there.
We'll post it too on our Twitter and awesome. Our event page. And we got our event Thursday. We'll definitely bring it up to some folks.
Great. Thanks. Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Tom Kelly, COO, Automation Alley. Awesome conversation. Find them online, automationalley.com, just the way it sounds.
Automobile? Exactly.
We're going to be back. I was trying to enunciate. We're going to be back with Dan Dugan talking all the things. This is the IT and the D Show, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the IT and the D Show, the number one technology podcast on SoundCloud this week.
IT and the D. Read, meet, listen. Networking Detroit. One beer at a time.
Hi, I'm Brittany Daniel from The Game, and you're listening to IT in the D Show.
ITintheD.com. Sex.
This is a previously recorded episode of the IT in the D Show.
Welcome back. Segment three. Apparently, we were pointed out on that we're not the number one ranked technology podcast on SoundCloud this week. USA Today beat us out, but we have the next four.
Boo.
So middle finger to you, USA Today. This is the IT and the D Show. We're at episode 154. This is Bob, the sales guy, hanging out with Dave the Geek, Nuri the FNG. Find us online, itandthed.com. Shout out to Randy and Ian filling up the Twitters. Give us a follow and like us on the Facebooks. And then leave us a review on iTunes if you know it's good for
us. Are we stuck at 60 still?
I don't know. I haven't looked in a week. I'm trying not to. I don't want to look every day because one time it's like, we got like five, you know. I don't every day we
it's
get
like a surprise.
One.
It's kind of like coming home and seeing an Amazon package on your doorstep.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. We said a couple times, but hey, mark your calendars. The 21st of July, Firebird Tavern upstairs. August 4th, meetup, podcaster meetup. Go to the meet tab on itandthed.com. That's M-E-E-T. We're not at M-E-A-T yet. We're working on it. And then find out all the things, and then we'll go from there.
We're going to hop in the Wayback Machine for a second. I remember at one of my first companies designing our company intranet. And I stole this like graphics design from somebody else.
Was it a portal then? Or was
I remember buying the book, creating a corporate intranet that had all of the software that came with it on the CD.
Ooh, I was super proud of it. Like, you could hover over the buttons and they'd change colors. So it had some JavaScript and it had some Photoshop. And I was like 19 years old at Accent Marketing in Zephyr Hills, Florida. But intranets are not such things that people can design anymore. Intranets are big collaboration places because people are no longer in one place. People could be all over the world. Work is no longer a location because you could have teams in India, you could have teams in Singapore, teams in San Francisco. So basically you need some way to keep everyone on the same page. So Igloo is a product that is a modern intranet that's basically designed to do just that. You can share files, have conversations in real time, and be able to still integrate with things you already use, like Box, Google Drive, and Skype. So Igloo brings everything together in one single destination to basically allow your teams to just kind of work and focus on that work and not focus on where to find the information they need to do their jobs. Basically, Igloo is an intranet you'll actually like and that'll allow you to do some work. So try it today, www.igloosoftware.com. That's igloosoftware.com/IT in the D. Take it for a test drive. See how it works. We can pretty much guarantee that it'll make your team work better and be more cohesive in their daily work.
And you don't have to code it by hand.
Right.
Or buy a book.
Or call Dave.
Yay.
We like not call. Dave gets angry now. He wasn't angry before. There was a time when Dave had so much free time, he used to change our intro every week for like crazy changing intro. Like spend hours and hours.
Yep. It has literally been the same now since March 28th.
Yeah.
I have not touched it since March 28th.
So thanks for the support, Igloo. Check them out, igloosoftware.com/IT in the D, all one word.
It's actually very cool. I've been messing around with it. I try to get just get all our stuff put on it just to save us a couple steps. Yeah, good stuff. So, hey, we are joined.
Like that's not the last copy of the thing that I shot you, Bob. Here's the last copy of the thing I shot you.
Version 2. Yeah. No, we had that today happen.
Literally. Right.
No. You don't remember this one? Hey, we are joined by none other than Dan Dugan from Enable Maker Faire Motor City Steam Con. You have 17 business cards, and we're proud to have you in the studio. Dan, what's going on?
Thanks. It's good to be back. Good. So it's been a good year.
Has it been a year?
It's been a year. It's been a year almost to the day. So Enable's been rolling forward. We started off with single-jointed hands. When I first talked to you guys last year.
For those that don't know what Enable is, it's one of my favorite – honestly – top three favorite things. It's one of those things I talk about and I glow. Tell everyone, I guess, what Enable is.
That
what
and
they
bacon.
Do. Yeah, totally, and beer.
So Enable matches up children across the world who have a need for a hand, right? They were born missing fingers. There was an accident. They just don't have full use of their hands. And they match it up with a maker here in the U.S., out in Russia, everywhere in the world, and start producing hands that are custom made for these children. They also are made for adults as well, and we are moving forward with arms.
But they're not just hands. They're like the Iron Man hand and like Darth Vader. This is like actual stuff that makes kids that thought they had a disability like make them the coolest kid in class.
Absolutely. One of the first kind of big stories right here in Michigan where a guy, his name is Dave. We'll call him Dave because I forget it right now, printed out a Wolverine hand. And it, you know, Frontline News started really kind of spreading our story out there. And there's been frozen hands for girls. And there's right now at the Paralympics, one of our recipients is wearing a hand that's Minions. So it's got a giant eyeball on the front of it. And that's out in England.
But not only that is like if you want to get a prosthetic today through like your insurance provider or whatever, they're like 30, 40 grand.
Sure.
And these things just in materials, what? You can get it for – you can save a couple zeros.
Yeah.
For 10 bucks. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it's – you know, the standard, you know – single action, pet a dog, throw a rock, is $10. It's $4 worth of plastic, $3 worth of screws and string.
So how do people – I mean seriously, this is one of those charities where you feel damn good and you know like it's not like all the money's going to overhead and stuff. You guys are just – this is a labor of love.
Absolutely.
How do people get involved or how do people help?
Head over to enablingthefuture.org. Sign up. If you have a need for a hand, run through the need a hand. It takes 10 minutes. If you want to help
Pardon
out.
Pardon the pun. Yuck, yuck. Sorry. You guys are funny.
It's various,
you
right?
You guys are
that's,
funny.
That's relative. But if you want to help out, it's 3 minutes to get signed up. Use your time. Use your downtime at your office to print up hands.
Can you pick, like, I want – like Luke Skywalker hand. Can you have head?
So you
Terminator hand. I want that.
You like, put in a request and then you work with the maker. You get matched up to any old guy.
Okay.
Any old guy like me. And like, you know, I'll ask about the recipient. I'll be like, hey, what are they into? What are they looking for? And you can generate a variety of files. There's a whole world out there that are 3D models.
Black trench coat opening up the Terminator hand.
Yes.
I mean, that's like I want to like go to chop my – no, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to chop my hand. But you know what I'm saying? Like that's like pretty freaking –
you're not the first person that said that to me.
Well, I can imagine there's people implanting RFID tags the last time. Like I could imagine what they'd go through. But enablingthefuture.org.
Enablingthefuture.org.
Awesome. So I mean are you guys doing it at i3? Where are you guys making these?
So I've made them at i3 and i3 has been a great collaborator.
Okay.
All Hands Active has been from the start. I met Nuri a year and a half ago over at All Hands Active when we were first printing hands for PenguinCon.
Nice.
That's how this whole crazy thing started. It was that we heard of Scott and I found this charity. We're like, oh my God, this is great. And then, oh wait, there's a local guy too that does this. There's actually a bunch here in Michigan. This guy out in Grand Rapids that runs a shop where he repairs people's hands.
Yeah. That's Dave, quote unquote Dave. And there's another guy, Joe Rabideau, up in Lansing. He's got a place called the Mini Maker that is available.
So good segue there. Maker Faire.
Maker Faire.
Is upon us again.
My third favorite time of the year. PenguinCon.
Christmas.
Christmas. No. No, I like Maker Faire better than Christmas.
Prime Day. Come on. Prime Days are like
what?
Way better.
What? Did you go to Prime Day?
I'm kidding. No.
You got one of those steam-powered things?
I bought a bunch of crap.
Yeah, so Maker Faire is upon us. It is next. And so not this week, but next week. There is an amazing lineup this year. So everything I talked about last year, I hope you all remember, is there, right? The Aerialist, EP Birds will be doing their Diet Coke and Mentos Fountain.
No, I mean, for those that never been to a Maker Faire, what can you expect?
So it's a Saturday and Sunday affair. And you'll show up and your mind will be blown in the first 5 minutes. It'll continuously be blown with, you know, robotics and embedded controllers. You'll be making things. You'll be kind of setting up LED lights. You'll
you know, see a guy on a unicycle that's 20 feet tall jump through a hoop of fire. There's amazing things to see there.
So, I mean, is it interactive or are you just seeing other people make stuff?
No, it's interactive. Okay. There is, you know, you go from point to point. So you come out to my Enable booth at the Maker Faire. You'll be able to assemble a hand. You'll be able to mess around with some of the myoelectric stuff. It'll be a lot of fun. And then you'll go from mine to the next one down the line where you're building circuits out of Play-Doh and where you're, I don't know, shooting stuff at zombies. Every 5 feet there's something interesting to do.
So it's like you take all the crazy stuff that happened on PangoCon and now you're making a whole entire basically con fair, whatever you want to call it, just out of that stuff.
Yeah, so you take everything good about PangoCon, subtract everything that Nuri's in charge of, and put it in
previously
the,
was in charge
put
of
it in the Henry Ford.
Yeah, which is also great because you've got the Henry Ford too, which is open during
beautiful.
That. Yeah, great place if you've never been.
So let's see, what can I spoil for you guys? There hasn't been many formal announcements on what's going to be at Maker Faire, but I know something saucy that's going to be there. Matt Orline, who used to be from I3,
yeah.
Has the Mega Robot.
He right? brought one.
He's bringing it. The one that's going to fight the Japanese robot
yeah.
Is going to be there. It's going to destroy a car.
Nice.
So that'll be awesome. Lansing Maker Network will have their 30-foot-tall Tetris there.
What is 30-foot-tall Tetris?
It is a giant board that you play Tetris against someone else.
Oh, it's digital. Okay. Nice.
And that'll be there. Let's see what else I got. I have the full list here. I3 does amazing work year after year. Last year they did battleships, like real-time battleship with actual boats.
Okay.
Yeah, so they'll be there.
I want to go there just to see Orline's Megabot.
He's looking for – if you guys have a junker, you can get in touch with him and he'll maybe let you drive it if you can destroy your junker.
Yeah, no. You don't see many anymore. We talk about this all the time. Like
junkers?
Yeah.
I've got a 99 Sebring convertible that runs one day out of six.
Yeah, that's a POS.
Yeah, so you know, lots of stuff to buy there too. Friends of mine, Pepperella Studios, will be doing their wares there and they're amazing.
Makes most of her stuff at I3 Detroit, actually.
She does.
Yeah, yeah, speaking of Henry Ford, I've been trying to get Innovation Nation, that Moraka host.
Moraka?
Yeah.
You want to get him here?
I might have sent them 8 emails. That's the only one I'm dying to get on the show. And they're like, they won't return my anything.
I've said hi to him.
Oh, yeah?
I can get you to say hi.
That'd be great.
Like, Bob says hi, Mo.
Yeah, instead of coming on the show, but just a show ID.
Who?
We'll take it. Yeah, right?
Another good group that's going to be out there is Pish Posh TV. They are building a makerspace.
Another I3 or?
Something similar.
Okay, so fair enough.
Get to see what they're up to.
Sure.
I know they're good friends of yours. One last amazing thing before I go. See Me CNC last year had a 40-foot-tall 3D printer where they're printing out life-size models. So if you want to see that in action,
Like Elle McPherson models or what kind of models?
There was a small child fishing on a stump was what they did last year. But they'll do something else.
Oh, like real dolls? Or?
Well, the texture of plastic is rough and gritty, so there might be some – I don't know. It depends on what you're into, Bob.
No. And then I guess last – so how do you find Maker Faire with an E?
Well, let me tell
Maker
you Faire what Detroit. It'll cost.
Okay, fair.
So, yes, it is at the Henry Ford in Dearborn. One day I think is 27 for 11 and over, probably about 15 for 11 and under, up to 2, and that's free. All weekend is short of 50, 47, give or take.
And these days, that's a bargain compared to what you're paying for tickets for anything.
Your return on investment there. You've got a kid that's playing Pokemon Go. Take him out there and have him play Pokemon Go there and actually see something more interesting and then put the phone away.
There's also that really great after party that I3 Detroit throws, right?
That's my – I don't want a bunch of yahoos. How many people do you have listening to this show?
2 or 3.
All right. So
100,000.
There is the best – if we're going to go full disclosure, the
password
best event,
is Dan sent me.
It's Friday night when everyone gets set up. That's really the best time to go. And I'd recommend next year when you guys have interesting stuff to bring to Maker Faire, bring it and then go to that event because that's the jam. But then on Saturday, I3 does put on a shindig and it's often a delight.
I need to email Charlie. We need to have Charlie, the president of I3 Detroit.
I don't see why not.
I talked to him about it. I think he should.
We had Orline on a couple times back in the day.
Yeah, Nardone's big there too. I just went. I did a little tour with Tom not too long ago. So
and then the other thing, the Motor City SteamCon.
I love the Motor City SteamCon.
You love everything, Daniel.
I've got a lot of room for love in my heart. So I am the official fixer. I'm on staff, full disclosure, for Motor City SteamCon. But it is a wonderful event. Everything that I wanted to do has come true there. So the opening ceremonies on Friday are a thing of beauty. It will resonate through the halls of history how good that opening ceremonies is. There is also on Thursday a bus tour. You can jump on a bus, go see different sites around Detroit, and come back to your hotel. Saturday is the big con day. It is 17 different authors reading from their books, and then a slumber party afterwards where they read from their favorite works. There are a variety of Victorian teas.
Well, I was going to say, so for those not in the know who might be listening, Motor City SteamCon focuses on steampunk.
Yes.
Steampunk being, because we actually had, and I always horribly mangle her name. I'm not even going to try it.
Sal, my good pal Sal.
Sal is what, yeah. We had her on not too long ago, and it means different things to different people, but it's all that. Basically throwback Victorian classic era mindset.
Who started – like who came up with that? Like sci-fi can be traced back to like a certain – like who like – the steampunk thing. How did that – when did that start?
It spun up really with alternative history. So when you think of like Turtle Dove in the 1970s when
– Yeah, Guns of the South exactly, and all that stuff. Yep.
When alternative history spun up, they're like – what if electricity never came to be? What if everything was steam powered? And let's tie it to the Victorian era and let's make a genre out of
because
it.
Because corsets.
Well, the problem is they have really crappy movies. And I think if they came out with that one killer movie, I think it would hit.
Wild Wild West is a solid film.
Oh, that is. That's what I was thinking of.
But I think that in and of itself set steampunk back like 50 years. Totally. Let's be honest.
It took a decade to recover.
That's right. Will Smith couldn't make time for the Independence Day sequel, but he could do Wild
Wasn't
Wild
there
West.
Another one that came out like too? See, like it wasn't Harrison Ford or which one was that one?
There was another one. So here's how bad Wild Wild West was so bad that they actually had to find another movie to use the giant mechanical spider in because they lost so much money on it.
Is that so true fact?
No, that's a true thing.
Interesting. So back to where steampunk is and what it is. If I were to create like a dichotomous key out of what qualifies as steampunk, there's diesel punk, there's funky punk. I'm not actually qualified to talk about this at all.
Funky.
What's the difference with diesel punk and steampunk? We get gas?
Yeah, diesel punk is more edgy, right? Think of the Truckers. Lost Boys and so Mad Max, right? That's a good steampunk movie, Mad Max.
All
right,
that's considered steampunk.
Yeah, that falls in the genre.
Oh, I love me some Mad Max.
Yeah, now you're convinced.
Now he's sold.
you'll see Mad Maxian characters saunting through the Holiday in Livonia this weekend, Thursday through Sunday.
I want to go just for the Mad Max stuff. I'm totally on board on that.
I
may or may not have gotten us all kicked out of Motor City Comic Con for getting on Mad Max, Lord Humongous' vehicle, and putting on the hockey mask.
Oh, that would be okay at SteamCon. I'll
and
get
yelling
that,
the
I'll
Ayatollah
get that
rock and roll as loud as I could, yeah.
It didn't say stay off you.
It didn't. Put a sign on it. No kids and large
and no body.
Adults.
So more interesting things happening at Motor City SteamCon. There are a bunch of panels. There are some make and takes on LED stuff. I'm going to be thoroughly deploying a maker market there. I don't know. What's the word I'm looking for? Maker space. So I'm opening up the vault. I'm dropping off a bunch of old computers, printers, a 3-foot by 3-foot pile of wires with various stuff stuck to it so that people can kind of make stuff and get a feel for what it takes to take apart stuff and wire it up.
Intriguing.
Yeah, it'll be fun. You should come, Bob. I'll be sad if I don't see you.
This, you know what? Maker Faire I have to go to.
Yeah,
you know, the steampunk conference, I might.
Well, let me tell you about what it costs.
Fair. That's perfect.
So the Motor City SteamCon for a day pass is $25 on Friday, $40 on Saturday, $20 on Sunday, $65 for the whole weekend. And there are still some rooms available. Because everyone – so if you went to PenguinCon out there in the IT and the D nation, if you went to PenguinCon and enjoyed the steampunk party, it's a whole weekend of that.
No one went to that because they were all at our party.
Let's be honest. No, but to give them credit, the steampunk band destroyed our panel at Midwest Media.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
We had like three people and they had all the people.
And I think they went to your party after they ran out of drinks. They did. Steampunk party.
That's right. We will win through attrition if nothing else.
Right. Screw those guys. We're out of drinks.
I guess love those guys.
I guess they're all right.
No, they are sponsored by Rusted Crow. Is that – what's the distillery? Remind me. In Detroit, setting up multiple locations, the best drinks in town.
Is it Detroit Distillery?
No, let me look it up.
Or Two James.
Let me send a shout out to these guys because they're wonderful. They are my favorite distillery in all of Detroit, and I can't talk enough about them.
I can also remember their name.
Rusted Crow Distillery. I got it right the first
time.
Yeah,
I was like, it's Rusted Crow. That's why you confuse me. I'm like, well, wait, isn't it? No, well, no, it can't be. Yeah, no, it is.
They are
Rusted Crow Spirits.
Yeah, they sponsored it at PenguinCon. They're doing it again at Motor City Steam Con this weekend. It will be wonderful.
Good.
Great.
I was like, I got the live broadcast with the GeekBit guys and Activate down at Old Shillelagh on Saturday for a couple hours. But I'm kind of thinking
– that's not a bad diversion.
Pack that up and it's, you know
– pack it up, pack it in, let me begin. In, yeah.
Try to battle me into sin. Yeah. And then a little quick 15-minute drive over towards Livonia. Check that out.
Oh, yeah. It's right there.
Yeah.
It's a good day.
It's got potential.
Yeah.
It's
part of my job to help you guys get set up there.
Good. I think
we'll do it.
Well, apparently at that point we'll have the remote gear with us.
Are we doing a show there?
Perfect.
Well, he was just mentioning, and well, we'll have the remote gear because we'll have just done a remote.
Could be worse.
We'll be there.
Just only with people wearing corsets. I mean, women. When I see people.
I actually look very good in a corset. I'm unnaturally
shaped. I'll pass.
You know what? I will take your word for that.
I'm actually intrigued, though. So,
Dan Dugan, appreciate hanging out.
Always a pleasure.
Do you want to hit the URLs once more before we part?
Sure. So we're going to start with Enable is enablingthefuture.org. Motor City Steam Con is motorcitysteamcon.com. And lastly, Maker Faire Detroit is makerfairdetroit.com.
Perfect.
All good domains.
Yeah, no, they are. They're nice.
No .biz's or anything.
Or US or co. But hey, this is gonna wrap things up for episode 154 of the IT and the D Show. On behalf of Bob, Dave, and Nuri, we want to appreciate you spending time with us. And we'd like to especially thank our sponsors, Igloo, Earth Class Mail and Weebly. Yeah. To do us all a favor, drink up your drinks, get your phone numbers. You don't got to go home. You just got to get the hell out of here. Again, thanks for your time. We really appreciate it, and we'll see you soon. Beat it.
The emergency destruct system is now activated.
Conan, what is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of your women.
Long live Flash. You've saved your ass. Have a nice day.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Nice shooting, son. What's your name?
Murphy.
Make the run. Run. The run.
Game over, man. It's game over.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off.
I can't say no, and I don't really want to, so.
Well, especially with the back doors open.
Yo! Hold up! Time out! Time out! Y'all take a chill. You need to cool that shit out. And that's the double truth, Ruth.
Bob loves it in the camp.
I hope this was as much fun for you as it was for me.
That's why I like it in the can.
Joe, on the truth.
Fear me.
My job is to make sure this program is morally upright and cultural and wholesome.
Shut up, Mimsy! Shut up, Mimsy! Shut up, Mimsy!
Why would, like, Buick put their cars next to, like, the Bentleys? Like, why? That's not marketing.
The alphabet.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, I can't take that position.
That analogy sucks because it's right.
because you're getting your 8-track tuned up.
Are we at a break yet?
Yeah, so now I'm just, like, doing, like, stupid stuff to make me laugh.
Venture capital is not the end game.
When are we going to talk about me?
Jane, you ignorant slut.
It's my show. I can say what I want. Yeah.
Kiss my ass, go home, unplug, get off the goddamn internet. You are everything that is wrong with the internet right now.
You're so white right now.
I'm the whitest guy in the room. Just explain it to me.
Show now!
I love this city.
I was banging on the way.
Really? Should we talk about this? Tag team. Should I keep going or should I stop?
Can I just say, it's been great being on a show that talks about Mickey Rooney dying for 20 seconds and then poop for 10 minutes.
This is a previously recorded episode of the IT and the D Show.